The word today is remain. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. God desires for all people to grow, not just physically and mentally, but spiritually as well. In order to grow spiritually, we must stay connected to God, devoted to learning about Him and His Son, Jesus Christ. Here to review this invitation from God is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Remain.
John chapter 15 speaks about the fact that we as Christians have to continue to grow. It uses the illustration of a vine and branches. These are the words of Jesus in chapter 15 of John. He says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful." I counted in this segment of the Word of God how many times Jesus uses the word remain. And as I look through this chapter, I see no less than 6 times where Jesus says, "You must remain in me." So that's going to be our theme for the next few minutes, this fact that Jesus says we have to remain in Him if we want to keep on growing. As I think about growth, I think about times in the Bible where mothers send their children off and they see their children grow up. My wife Connie and I are seeing our children growing up to become huge young men right before our eyes. I am 6'5", just about 2 meters tall, and my sons, I am sure, have a very good chance of surpassing me in height. My one son, Michael, is 15, and he is already more than 5'6", so he has passed my wife Connie up in height. And my youngest son, Luke, is huge for his age. He is already off the charts. He has been off the charts for size ever since he has been born, and he is only a couple of inches behind his big brother. And as we see these children grow, it's our earnest desire as Christian parents, not just that they grow physically and not just that they grow mentally or emotionally, but that they grow spiritually. I think about one particular mother in the Old Testament of the Bible. Her name was Hannah, and she was the mother of a man who would become the first great prophet of Israel, Samuel. He lived in an amazing time where he acted sort of like a political figure and sort of like a priestly figure as the kingdom was transitioning from the tribes of Israel to a formal kingdom, to a religious state, so to speak, when the kingship of Saul was established. Samuel was the prophet who anointed the first king of Israel, Saul. And I look at godly mothers, and I think about the way they must envision their children growing, and the joy that it must bring a mother to see her child remaining in the faith that they want to pass on to their child. One of the things that's essential in order to give security to a woman, whether she is a wife or a mother or both, is stability. And this idea that there is a calmness or a consistency in life. I often tell husbands in marriage counseling that one of their primary jobs in a marriage is to make sure that a mother's life is secure, that she feels secure, that there's not tumult and change constantly, and that it is part of his responsibility to try to eliminate surprises and things that would make a woman's heart uneasy, whether it's financial, emotional, or social. Well, it's the same spiritually. And a husband, as well as children as they grow, should try to bring stability and a settled feeling to their mother. one of the ways that children can do this is by remaining in God, because it is one of the most primary hopes and desires of a mother that a child stay in connection with God. It would just bring distress and grief to a mother's heart to see her baby growing up and spinning out of control spiritually and emotionally and getting detached from God. So this is actually one great way that children can help bring a blessing to their mothers, is that they, as they grow physically and mentally, they also continue to grow spiritually and stay close to God. That'll bring a tremendous amount of peace and satisfaction to a mother's heart. You know, we're talking about these different aspects of growing, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Well, obviously, as long as God gives us breath and life, we're going to grow physically. That's pretty much an assumption. We know that is likely going to happen. Emotionally or mentally, a person also usually does grow mentally as they get older. It's very exceptional for a person not to at least get somewhat smarter with time, although there are a few very immature individuals, we know them, who seem like they're still having a very young, shall we say, mentality, even though they might be in their 40s or 50s and they still act like grade schoolers sometimes. Well, you know, we say these people have to grow up, and that's an indication of their emotional maturity. Well, what about spiritually? It's pretty well given that over time, physically and mentally, we're going to grow, but you know, there's a lot of people who just sit and don't grow spiritually. And this is the big concern that Jesus had, is because the sin that is within us gets us to think, well, I'm okay, I'm fine, even though it may have been long periods of time since you really had fellowship with God, even though you might not have picked up a Bible and read anything or listened to a preacher or spent any time in prayer. People have this delusion. It's a satanic delusion that says, I'm okay, I haven't lost anything. In fact, that's why I teach what I call sieve theory. I have a few theories of the mind, and these aren't terribly complex, but they are universal. One of them is the sieve theory, and basically it says that your brain is like a sieve or a colander. You know, this device that you pour liquid into to rinse off food? Well, your brain has holes, like a sieve, like a colander. And if you pour information into your brain, it's going to leak away over time. You have to keep pouring the information in order to keep the memory, in order to retain the knowledge. Speaking of knowledge, there's a huge difference between knowledge and wisdom. And God is not just interested that you grow in intellectual knowledge and know your facts, but he also wants you to grow in wisdom. And that is a spiritual quality. That's why Jesus is talking in John chapter 15 that we are to remain in him, because it is impossible to grow spiritually if you are not growing in wisdom. And Jesus wants us to stay plugged into him, much like the branches on the vine have to be plugged into the vine in order to get their sustenance and in order to grow the grapes. Something else that I usually discuss when it comes to growing in Christ and becoming more like him and to remain in Christ is that, unlike a plant which is placed in the soil by someone else or is carried there by the winds and the seed is deposited and starts to grow, whereas the plant has no choice where it is growing, it is simply dumped there unmercifully by the wind or else it's placed there by a human. We, on the other hand, humans, can choose which soil we are going to grow in. What I mean by that is that we are going to pick or select what philosophy or what belief that we are going to feed. There are so many different optional soils, so to speak. There are so many different philosophies and religions in the world that people can pick. And here's the point. Almost all of these lead to death. They are not going to bring blessings and eternal life to you. You need to be aware that even though temporarily it might be enjoyable to pursue certain spiritual things, they will not yield life eternal. One of the reasons Jesus says you must remain in me is because he knows we will die spiritually if we are not connected with him. And that is why we have to remain in Christ, is because only through Jesus Christ can we receive forgiveness of our sins. Only through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will we have spiritual strength and will it be able to carry us beyond the threshold of death. Jesus knows this. And he also knows that sinful tendency to get slack and to get sluggish and to fall away. And that's why he says, remain in me. Six times he was telling this to his followers, and they would be challenged on this when they would be hunted, when they would be persecuted, when individuals would hate them. They would be challenged to kind of disconnect or drop their affiliation with Jesus. And that's why Jesus had to tell them, you must remain in me, and I will remain in you. It is very important for us in our spiritual life to understand this principle. You cannot grow strong apart from Jesus Christ. On the other hand, when Christ fills you, when you receive him, when you turn your life over to him, watch the fruit that is produced. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the fruit of the Spirit that are mentioned in Galatians 5. It's a joy to grow in Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful thing to remain in him. I hope that everyone listening to this will run to become attached to Jesus, to love him and hold on to him so that you can grow in faith and have life everlasting.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Joy. Joy is a short word study in the fourth chapter of Philippians. If you enjoyed Pastor Schrader's message today, you'll appreciate having this booklet on this important topic. So write today for your free copy of Joy. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.